We've told you at the beginning that the book that this comes from is called Reflections on God's Word. Well, our next offering is actually called Reflections. Many years ago, while traveling through in the evening in Arkansas, the sun was setting. And there, as I looked, was a little small lake with a log cabin off in the trees. And I had to stop and get out the camera and take a picture. And if you can see, just close your eyes and picture a darkness as dusk approaches, yet the bright burning red of the sun reflecting in the sky and a red stripe across the lake. And in the back corner is a small cabin, inviting, waiting, just asking for us to come in.
Reflections. As the glorious sun reflects across the lake, as the sun comes to a silent close, I bow down low for heaven's sake, and my weary heart begins to know that I was created to reflect the sun. Lord, how often I fail that truth to see, that as the three of you are one, you want the very same for me. Reflections of you, reflections of you, is what I am meant to be, and everything that I say and do, it's you the world should see. My eyes should mirror your eyes, and my heart should reflect yours too. My hands should be like your hands, both strong and fine and true. Reflections of you, is what I am meant to be. In everything I say and do, it's you the world should see.
How often is that the case? How often do we reflect the Lord? How often, when the world sees us, do they say, I want what you have? Remember, as a Christian, one of your duties to our Lord and Savior is to reflect Him, to make the world hungry for Him and what you have, just simply by seeing your